In this country, the Postal Service is set to announce that it's moving ahead with a series of cuts and changes starting in the spring. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The agency has been warning for months that it is in serious financial straits. Back in September, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue laid out a series of proposals. They ranged from slowing first-class mail delivery so most customers would no longer get mail the day after it was posted, closing or consolidating nearly 250 processing facilities, and adjusting the workforce size by as many as 35,000 positions by attrition and other means.
Our immediate goal is to reduce total costs by $20 billion by 2015. We have to meet this goal to return to profitability.
The agency says mail volume has been declining for years, which has meant a loss of revenue. Savannah Haspel, spokeswoman for industry analyst IBISWorld.com, says one reason for the Postal Service's bad couple of years is competition.
This is due in part to the internet and changing technology, as well as poor economic conditions, which has reduced consumer and business confidence.
Haspel says the Postal Service's revenue losing trend is expected to reverse slightly in the near future, with revenue rising 0.5%. But it's unclear how slower delivery and other changes would affect other services that depend on the post office, including newspapers, prescription drug deliveries in rural areas, and companies like Netflix, which delivers DVDs by mail. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.